My name is Shadi. I live at Stoke Newington.
London.
In London. What's your name?
Eri.
What's it?
Eri.
Eri. Nice to meet you both.
Nice to meet you too.
What I'd like to know is if you had a magic wand, imagine you've got a magic wand and you could change anything you like about your neighbourhood, what would you change? You've got superpowers, you can do anything.
More clean environment.
I'm only thinking about biscuits.
You're only thinking about biscuits. You'd make more biscuits appear everywhere.
More play area for children and safer environment.
Safer. Is it? Do you find it's not safe where you live?
I wouldn't say it's not safe. It's safe, but it's not as safe. You know, now you can't ask Anna to go next door to go and buy something down there. You know, maybe we live here and it's a quickly go downstairs. Without you feeling the need for safety. Like what if anything happens or something? You know.
So how would you make it safer? What would you do?
You know, the wardens, the police, what do you call them?
Team.
The community, yeah. More of them in the area, you know, to patrol in the area. And then, if the area too is family oriented, you know, everyone is doing their own thing. Not as a communal people.
Do you think where you live, for example, do you think there's a sense of community?
Yes, there is actually. Because I think it depends. When it says that any sense of a people around, it's when you get along as well, you feel safe.
So you know your neighbours?
We know our neighbours. And then even if I'm not there and it's here, I don't be wondering, where's your mom? I know her, she lives here. Where is she? Where's your mom? Oh, she's over there. Oh, okay, are you there? Yes, I just saw her without you and I just wonder where you were. If they don't know her, they might just be looking. But because we've got a sense of the spirit is there, you know, we sort of look out of each other if we know ourselves.
So how long have you lived there?
4 years? Oh, 5 years.
So 5 years. 91 years?
You haven't been alive 91 years.
Five years.
5 years. But that's amazing because in London, people often say that they don't know their neighbours. So it's great that you do.
Yeah. And I think more so, the reason why we know our neighbour. Downstairs our house, we have this communal area where all the kids play. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You tend to see. You tend to see your neighbors more and more all the time, and most of them must go to the local school, so you see them there as well. So you tend to know yourself.
So does she have lots of local friends? Neighborhood friends.
Well, the one we live in the area in our block anyway. So we sort of know each other, and then we meet at home, we meet at school, we meet maybe where we do shopping. And of course, it's not as if we speak to everyone, but those ones, you think, okay, I think this one is nice. We can get together and talk together, and then how does my voice sound?
Loud.
Ooh.
And what about London in general? What would you change about London if you could change anything? How long have you lived in London, generally? Because you lived in your place for 5 years.
Ten years.
Where did you come from?
Nigeria.
Okay. So how does it compare? What's the difference?
In Nigeria, shall I say, to me, I don't know, I would say safe is safer compared to this place. And then everybody knows everybody. We know ourselves. And then we're confident asking our neighbors to look after our kids and nothing will happen. You know? And then we look out for each other. If something happens, they rally around. Whereas here, if I dare fall here, Some might even be looking at me and they just move on and not even, and even if at all if they want to help, they might just help in their own corner, call 999 that someone is, you know. I'm not saying everybody does that, but quite a few will just ignore you. They might not even attend to you.
You know. People look after each other more.
Yes, they do look after each other more. That's my opinion.
Why do you think that is?
Yeah, it's because it's a family oriented, right. You know. We look out for each other. But here it's each to their own.
Do you think it's a cultural thing?
I think it's a cultural thing. Yeah. It's a cultural thing. We look after our own. If I don't see you for a while, I'll call you. What's going on?